comes the time then when you're so in love with him that you ask if you can be his love slave. You ask him to pierce your ear as the slave who loved the master and didn't want to go free, that you may dwell in the house of the Lord forever and behold his beauty. Psalm 27:4. Paul often described himself as a prisoner or a love slave of Jesus Christ. It seemed to relate to the power of the conversion experience. For me, it was a complete turnaround. I was like that, now I'm like this. He who is forgiven much loves much, it says in Luke 7:47. I so identified with this woman, and I still do. I have no difficulty in being his love slave. But it isn't the same for everyone. Many struggle with the steps we've already taken through sonship, servanthood, friendship, and finally the one we're looking at just now, love slave. I know no easy answer except to pray for the grace of yielding. We don't know what rebels we are until we are asked to lay down our own plans and surrender to someone else, even if that someone else is the Lord Jesus Christ. So, how's it working out for you? Have you enjoyed reading or listening to these sessions and made a mental ascent, but know in your heart that if you were asked to ask the ultimate of you, to put your Isaac on the altar, you wouldn't be able to part with him or it or whatever it constitutes your particular Isaac? There's no shame, my darling, no disgrace. There are no exams to pass, no grades to win. It's all an affair of the heart. The Father is looking for a bride for the Son, one who will love him. She is destined for the throne, to reign and rule with him for eternity. Whatever you choose, you will reign and rule, but it may not be to the level you could have. Decisions, as we saw very early on, determine destiny. Attitudes determine altitude, and he's not going to love you any the less. But it isn't too late to put your whole self in, not just an arm or a leg. It's never too late with him. He's the God of the second, third and fourth chance. What happens is we've run out of time. If we procrastinate out of fear, we just run out of the time it will take him to prepare us for the best that he has for us. But the choice is always yours. Measure or abundance. No disgrace, no shame, no judgment. Tomorrow we're going to look just a little more closely at what God's aiming at. See you then.